Aaron Hess, I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Aaron, and I'm definitely an athlete. What I'd like to start off with is today makes 4,973 days in a row that I haven't got out, right? I do have a sponsor who has a sponsor who has a sponsor that has a working knowledge of the 12 steps, right? Prior to coming down here, right, I got a message saying that my grand sponsor was just diagnosed, right, with stage 4 lung cancer. Stage 4 liver cancer, right? So my sponsee family, right, is like going through it right now. But I show up for the program, right? Like, I got here a long time ago, man, right? I arrived in the program, though, way after I got here. Like, I got here in 1962, February 9th. That's the year I was born. And I came in this world as an addict, right? So most of us don't do stuff like this when you're in the, you know, second and third grade. Like, I live in Southeast, right? I went to Draper. I skipped school, and I went up in the woods with my buddy and filled shopping carts up with rocks and bottles and sticks and pushed it down the hill in the oncoming traffic. Yeah, second grade. Like, that's what I did for fun. So, you know, I didn't know that I was an addict, right? Because that type of behavior, you know, I was drawn to it. When I was asked to do this, right, I was a little hesitant, right? Because I don't ever think I have anything to say, ever. I don't. So I'd like to thank, you know, Dave for asking me and, you know what I mean, the committee, right? Because you know how people see stuff in you that you don't see in yourself? Like, because when I wake up in the morning, this is what I see today. Clean shaven, right? Good job, right? You know what I mean? Somebody that I respect today, right? It wasn't always like that.
Messing up too.
It's a journey, man. It was a journey for me to get here. So I'll start off with, like for me, I had to do 1, 2, and 3, steps 1, 2, and 3, right? Which opened me up, right? The honesty part, right? Because I lied from the beginning. Yeah, from the beginning, I lied, right? Like my mother, you know, used to ask me, you know, where you been? I was out back. But I was really around the corner on 9th Street, right? Messing with them girls in the white apartments, right? Yeah, and like, so I had to get honest, right? Like, real honest. I'm talking about Southeast, real honest. Like, that's when I started lying. And then, like, step 2 for me, man, was like hard, right? It was hard. Like, I have a power greater than me. However, I wasn't using it. Right? I wasn't, right? And then when I started believing in you, not me, in you, right? Because, like, before I got here, men that I knew had made it, right? And they didn't look dusty no more. They didn't, right? So I was able to do this, get honest, right? And then I was able to be open, right, for suggestions. And that's hard for me. Like, I'm hard-headed, right? Because he said, turn your phones off, and I brought my phone up here with me, right? I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress, right? So 3, I had to get willing, right, real quick. Like, step 12, man, for me is like, I got to talk about all of them, because if I didn't do the previous ones, I wouldn't be here, right? I would be shoplifting in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. I would come into meetings, sit in the back of the room, the middle of the room, the front row, listen to all that good information, right, and keep it to myself. That's shoplifting, right? Because they say the only way we can keep what we have is by giving it away, right? So how do I do that, right? I come in here and step 4, I write down, you know, what I went through, in active addiction, right? And then in step five, I find out, right, who I really am. Not who I thought I was, not who you thought I was, but who I really am, right? And I find out the part that I play, right? Like, that was essential for me, right? For me, it was, because I thought it was okay to stand on the corner and sling. I did, you know what I mean? So every time I got locked up, it wasn't my fault. It was his fault, her fault, the police fault, right? I never looked at me, right? Until this more experienced member asked me one day, like, where can you go and apply for a license to sell dope? So it made me think, you know what I mean? And then I'll breeze through 6, 7, and 8. Like, 6, I'm in denial because I don't have no defects of character. I'm a pillar, right? But that's obviously not true because the state of Maryland, the federal judicial system, didn't agree with that, right? So I've had several, like, long vacations, right? Hanging out with a bunch of us, talking about how we're gonna do it better, right? Not different, better, right? I've never done it better coming home thinking like that, right? What always happened to me is it got worse. Just saying, it got worse, right? So, you know, like step 8 for me was writing down that list. And I could write the list, right? But I just wasn't gonna say some stuff to some of them people. And a more experienced member said, just, like, you know, just write the list, man. Everybody. Everybody. I wrote the list and went over it. And was asked, well, who aren't you gonna, you know, make an amends to? Everybody on the list but 4 people, right? I'm being honest, that's, you know, my truth, right? And he laughed and said, okay, right? Like, step 10 for me is not making that eight step list longer in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'd love to say I didn't do that, but I'd be lying, right? Like, I've come in here and stepped on people's toes, woes, and some more stuff, right? And in the course of that, right, like, my existence in the rooms got uncomfortable. Have you ever been uncomfortable in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous? Where you walk in a meeting and you say, damn. Like, I ain't sitting up front. I'm gonna ease in the back and hope they don't see me, right? And somebody always come in behind me, right? And say my name. And they whip around. Then I get that, oh man, I gotta sit through this, cause you know what I mean? You're not gonna run me out of here, right? I'm here to stay, right? And this is why. Like, I was here, like, I'm a retread, right? That means I was here before, you know what I mean? And I shoplift. Remember what I said shoplifting is? I came, I listened to all that good information, and my only problems was drugs, right? I still smack motherfuckers with, you know, all types of stuff. Bricks, you know what we do, right? And after 11 years, man, and 11 years, I had a beautiful significant other, 16 years younger than me. Right, great job, no worries, and one day it was okay to take one. And after 90-some days, right, after 90-some days, this is my thinking. Fuck the job, fuck her, right? I need to get me one. So, like, my experience told me this. I show up for people that show up for me, even in the street, right? So I called somebody in the street and I asked him for something. And what he told me was I had to wait to about 12:30, 1 o'clock at night. Now it's 5:30 in the afternoon. How many of y'all can wait that long for something? I'm just saying, right? And then I called somebody that I met in the rooms. And you know what they told me? Look, this is where I'm at, man. Come here. Get here now. Easy choice. I needed some relief from the pain, right? And I made it to a meeting, Narcotics Anonymous, and it was suggested to me, right, that I go to the hospital and tell them I was trying to kill myself, right? I was like, man, I ain't trying to kill myself. What are you talking about? They said, do you want some help? Yeah, I want some help, man, but I ain't never wanted to kill me. You, them, right? And then, you know, I had to think about where I was at, right? And where I didn't want to go back to, right? I didn't want to go back to this. You got 5 minutes. Your time starts when the door opens. If you ever been there, you know what I'm talking about, right? And then I didn't want to live like that. I didn't want to live, you know what I mean, the way I was living, right? And I thought I was living. So this is the hit with that. I was existing, right? Up at 4:30 in the morning, walked 3/4 of a mile for breakfast. By the time the first person sat down, right? When the first person sat down, when the last person sat down, the first person getting up, like, you know, I didn't want to live like that no more. So what I did was I went to that hospital and said I wanted to kill myself. You know what they do, right? You know what they say, okay, take all your clothes off. Take all my clothes off? What are you talking about? Right? So, you know, I'm in that room and my significant other's sitting there and she's crying and what are you crying for? Right? And then all of a sudden this big, like, corn-fed dude comes in. He don't say nothing. He comes in. He stands by the door. I said, man, give me my shoes. He said, you don't need your shoes. I said, oh, shit. Right? Now, the doctor come back in and say, now, you can take your clothes off or we can take your clothes off. Now, in my head, I could beat this dude, right? In my head, I'm thinking how I'm going to sling him around the room. But 6'6", 340 pounds, I wasn't doing a whole lot of slinging. You know what I mean? So I submitted. I took my clothes off, all the way down to my boxers, right? They gave me that little apron to put on. That's what I call it, an apron. You know what I mean? And I proceeded to go into a psychiatric ward. And after being, you know, interviewed by this doctor, that therapist, they suggested that I take some medication. Now, I don't know about y'all. I wouldn't suggest this, right? But what I told them was this. Look, all that stuff I said it because right now I want to get out. I'm depressed right now because I ain't got one, right? I'm not taking that. And so this lady, right, said, well, do this for me. If you still feel like this in a couple of days, you'll start taking the medication. I said, all right, bet. I could, yeah. Like, and in a couple of days, man, I wasn't depressed, right? I wasn't feeling anxious. I was mad at me, you know what I mean? For once again, putting myself in that same position, right? Because of all of that stuff, right, it made it pretty easy for me, you know what I mean, when I got to the 11th step to start practicing prayer, right? Because I needed to quiet the voices in my head, right, that told me when I came in a meeting, that first guy that I made eye contact with was gritting on me. And I needed to punch him in the mouth after the meeting. That's what the voices told me, right? And I started sharing that with men in the rooms. And what they told me was, why don't you try to smile and nod your head, acknowledge somebody? I said, well, why am I smiling at a dude? I'm not funny. They said, man, just take the suggestion, right? I'm here to tell you that it worked, right? I did that. You know, the first time it was awkward, I did like this. And he said, now I'm looking right, like, wow. He wasn't gritting on me, right? Now, that same thing applies for you women, right? I go in a meeting, you ain't even got to smile, just look. And you be looking at him, but you like me, right? Like, that's how my thinking was, right? that's how my thinking was. This process, man, is wonderful. Like, I wouldn't change anything, and this is why. Like, I'm stubborn, pig-headed. I got this disease called asshole-ism, right? That I could be that, you know what I mean? But because of this process, right? Like, you know, I do things that aren't in my nature to do, right? Like, I help Friday night, you know, entertainment committee. I left here like one. I helped last night, entertainment committee. I left here about one. I went to sleep about four, you know. And I tell, you know, gentlemen, hey, set the alarm for 7:30. I was like, when I go do this workshop in the morning, y'all remind them that I wasn't drinking because my eyes gonna be red, right? You know what I mean? Remind them I was on, you know, the committee, I was helping. You know what happened? I woke up at 6:30. Brushed my teeth, washed my face. I had a whole lot of anxieties from the night before about this. I woke up and the God of my understanding, man, had me like, bing, bing. Like, I got one this morning that was natural. You know what I'm saying? Because I worked this program, right? To the best of my ability, right? I show up when I say I am. I show up when I don't want to show up, right? Who wants to be here at 8:30 in the morning talking about step 12, right? When I could be snuggled up with that blanket and that pillow, right? That's what I want to do, but they told me I had to put some insurance, right?
Yeah.
On this. And this is how I do that. I show up, you know what I mean, and let people know. Like, when I got here, I was pretty low, right? And like right now, man, like I'm floating. Right, I'm floating, and this is the hit with that, right? I come in here, and I like to say, don't nobody know me, but y'all know me, because y'all did some of that stuff, right? But it's some people in this room that know me. What about that? That saw me at the beginning, right? When I thought, you know, when they put you in them institutions, and they give you a roommate, and he do something out of character, I thought it was, you know, my job to tell him pack his stuff and go, right? And I was removed from, you know, them living quarters, right? Like, that's how I live my life. And today, man, I get out the way, right? I get out the way, right? So, you know, I'm going to talk about this. This is what I love, right? Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, right? I get to practice these principles in all my affairs, right? That means when, you know, my son, my 14-year-old, right, when he texts me, hey, Dad, what you doing? And I text him back, hey, I'm getting ready to go to the beach for the weekend. And he texts me back, hey, can I go? And I say, sure, I'd love to spend some time with you, right? And we, you know, I get the logistics all together, right? You know what I mean? He can't really stay where I'm staying, right, because it's a bunch of, you know, us, right? So the people I'm riding with, I tell them, it's cool, I just get us a room. Everything's set in stone. I'm happy, right? An hour later, his mother called and just say this, he ain't going. Like, way back here, I wanted to say, this is what I said, okay, have a good night, click it. Go on the balcony, I took like 25 deep breaths, and I was thinking that old stuff that we think, right? And then I did this. Oh, hell no, nah, not me, right? So I called some people, right? I text some people, you up? I ain't get no response. Now, see, in the past, what I would have did is ran on my information, but what I did was I hit my knees, I prayed, I laid down, went to sleep, I got up, and I had forgot all about that, right? So that tells me, man, that my higher power, he was carrying me. Because I don't know about y'all, right? Come to my children, right? And my family. And I'm emotional. I'll do anything in the heat of the moment. But the program of Narcotics Anonymous gave me a pause button, right? On my feelings. right? My reactions, right? And then they also gave me a play button. So I could fast forward through them feelings and emotions, get to the end, and listen real close. You dumb fool, where are you going to end up at after that? Hell no, I ain't doing that, right? So, you know, I get to step 12, man, and I get to practice some stuff that I've learned along the way, right? Now, you know, I'd love to tell y'all that I practice everything perfectly, but I'll tell you this. When I'm at work, right, and I work in, you know, customer service field, when I'm at work and customers come in looking for me, right, and I say, yeah, I get there, yeah, hey, yeah, what's going on, can I help you? Oh, I heard it was your birthday. Here's some cupcakes. You know, in my head, I said, my sisters and them is laughing right now because I don't eat anybody food, right? And you know how people are when they bring you stuff. They want you to taste it, right? Oh, I'm busy. I'm fixing something. Thank you. Take it to the break room and let the, you know, my coworkers eat it. But I'm not going to, like, hurt somebody's feelings today. You know what I mean? Like, that's not because of me. The program of Narcotics Anonymous took that rusty penny, right? I ain't shining yet, but I'm shining through today, right? Because of, you know, men in my network, right? That actually tell me stuff. I ain't gonna say to hurt my feelings, but tell me stuff that's true about me, right? And true about them that they've gone through, just like me, right? And this is the hit. They say, man, I've been through that. It's gonna be all right. But when I'm in the feeling, y'all know what y'all give me. I ain't trying to hear that shit, right? But the evidence is clear, right? Since I've arrived here in Narcotics Anonymous, I haven't caught a felony, right? So that means, you know, 26 years I ain't been back in the federal penal system. Not because of me, because it's because of y'all. Men that held me down, right? Now, I can't just say men. Because women too, right? Because this the hit, man. Like, women get in here and start working the program, they smile in your face. And they working the program. I'm working that other stuff, right? But because of this process, like, I've gained some true friendships with women, right? You know, I got one in here, I love her dearly. I'm not going to put her on blast, but right now I know her stomach is flipping, right? She like my sister. And I introduce her like that. People look at me and look at her and look at me and look at her. And she'll say, it's just our name. And I was like, you love me. And she said, I do, but why you say that all the time? Like, I've never been able to, prior to coming to the rooms, Narcotics Anonymous, have a female friend. Right? Now, I don't know if y'all could relate to this, right? Like, I needed that in the street because sometimes I need a feminine point of view to how I'm thinking, right? I know what to do, right? But I just don't do it right all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I am a shining example of this, right? The program of Narcotics Anonymous, right, promises one thing. You know what I mean? Freedom from what? Oh, so, like, if I can get that, right? Then I start working on the rest of it. All that other stuff I hear y'all talking about. Right? A new way to what? Live. Right? The message is hope and the promise is freedom. Like, I'm free from active addiction. Right? Now I'm being freed from things like lust. Right? Law. Because I'm still lazy sometimes. Right? But only on the weekend. Right? Monday through Friday, I'm up at 4:30 every morning. I get to work. Good morning. Like I love my job today, right? And I say that with zeal because when I was using, I loved my job, right? That first one. And then the rest of the day, man, it was work, right? Like, today is not work. Like, I get up, I get to see bright, shining faces. I get to come into the rooms and see mopey faces, and I get to do this. Hey, look, man, it's going to be all right. How much time you got? Yeah, I remember that feeling. It's going to be all right. Keep coming, right? 6 months down the road, how you doing today? Oh, it's better. I say, you remember how you was when I started talking to you 6 months ago? Yeah. So I remember that too, right? Like, I don't ever, man, want to deny somebody the opportunity to come into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, right? So I check my motives at the door, right? It's hard though, right? Because this more experienced member, female, told me I had to do this. Ask myself three questions. Is it honest, right? 99% of the time it is. Is it necessary? Maybe. But this is the most important one. Will it hurt someone? Now I'm at 20% on that one, y'all. Give me a break though, right? Before it wasn't no percent, right? So I check my motives. Like, that's why I need women in my life. Say, hey, look, this was going on. You don't need to do that shit. Why? What are your motives? Why y'all keep checking my motives? Right? Like, I love the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I show up every day in some capacity, right? So, I got some sponsees, right? They'll hit me up. You going to a meeting today? And when I don't respond, they know I'm asleep. They know I done worked long hours, right, at work. And when I went home, I took my shag. I was getting ready to go to a meeting. I sat on the bed. Have any of y'all done that? Sat on the bed, and I was gone. When I woke up, it's time to go to work, right? And this one newcomer said, you don't feel guilty? I said, for what? I didn't hurt nobody, right? I woke up, I read all those text messages, I responded in kind, right? Like, my body will tell me, you know what I mean? You need to rest, right? You need to rest. I show up. If you don't believe nothing else, believe this. You can come in here, right? Lose the desire to use and find a new way to live, right? But first you got to check your ego at the door, right? And that might be hard for some of y'all, because it was definitely hard for me. It was. It was hard for me, right? Now, my name is Aaron S. If you don't believe me, after the workshop, see me in the hallway, right? And I can introduce you to some people who will tell you what Aaron S. used to be like, right? I used to fight people when they called me Aaron, and that's my name, right? I want to be Butch. How you get a nickname like Butch from Aaron? I'm just saying, right? I always been thin, you know what I mean? So I always wanted to have to prove myself. I want to fight the biggest person in the room. Do you know what I'm talking about? See, he can identify with that, right? Like, today, the biggest person that I'm fighting is me, right? And y'all told me the fight was over. Just surrender. Like, man, how do you come into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and hear my story? Like, I'm not lying today. Hear my story, right? Come up to me after a meeting and say, man, I can relate to that. I said, yeah, you can get this too. Right? It's okay to struggle when you first come in here. It is, right? I did. But once I realized that you weren't lying to me, and if I did the work you did, I could get some of those same results. Man, right? You know, that's just like just before you know what I mean? You know what the results are going to be just before you do that first one. But shit, I get that result in here, right? I get that result in here. Like, I got here, I worked at McDonald's. I was 34 years old. My boss was 22. Every meeting I went to, after I went to work, I wanted to kill, punch, drag. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, right? And what y'all told me was, every day that you have off, fill out an application for a better job. I did that. I still moaned and complained. And I got a better job. Like, wow. You know what I mean? Look, in the process, when you start doing what's suggested, And then you start getting the fruit, you be like, they not lying. Oh shit, I'm going back to that meeting. They not lying. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know about y'all, man. I definitely don't want to go back to the way I was living, right? Go back to the only way I can get in the house is if I got something or they don't see me coming. Can y'all relate to that? Yeah, see, I'm going to put you on blast. Keep on. So, like today, like, people invite me over. God, man. I don't know about y'all, but that feels good to me, right? Like I got a very, very large family, right? And I'd like to save somebody in my family right now, but I can't, right? So you know what I do? I extend the hand of Narcotics Anonymous to every woman I meet. Because I got a sister, man, that every time I see her, I fucking cry, right? I cry. I can't save her, right? And I can't save my daughter, who's just starting out on this journey at 20, right? She's just starting out. But if she makes it in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, one of you women will be able to hold her here with your truth, right? Because that's what they say. They told me I had to give a part of me to you to convince you, right, to stay. Man, I believe, right? I believe. And the fruit of my labor shines through, right? They stuck this paper over here and I'm reading it. But prior to that, you know, that woman I was talking about, that I say my sister, I kind of looked in her way and she was pointing at her damn watch. See what I mean, man? Like, you know, I've never had a problem sharing about the program of Narcotics Anonymous, right? Sometimes I have a problem implementing the spiritual principles in my life, right? So that's why I invite people in. Men, they can say, hey man, what the hell is you doing? In the day, I don't say, none of your business. I'd be like, well, I wasn't supposed to do that. That's humbling, right? So I'm gonna close with this. They told me that I had to humble myself in the rooms or be humiliated in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and still have to come. My name is Aaron S. Believe it or not, but if you don't believe it, you will be back. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Butch.